This episode is brought to you by the Forever Free Membership from Church Media HQ. Now, at this point, you've heard all about our free graphic of the week, but that's actually just the beginning of what you get with a free membership. You'll be able to send design requests, start a website, schedule coaching sessions, and more, all at no cost to you. You can get started with a Forever Free Membership from Church Media HQ at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. My guest today is Kerry Schmidt. He's the lead pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Newington, Connecticut. I really enjoyed this conversation, and I'm excited to share it with you right now. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and I want to welcome you to Church Media HQ.
Yeah, I got to look into that. I didn't know I could do that. So you helped me.
Well, that one's free. That's the thing about ClickUp. Like I said, it's really cool. But like you said, it does seem really like I just want to make a task here, y'all. Like, why do I have to do this and this and this? And so anyways, that's now things I've never I've heard about it. It's a paid app, I believe, right?
Thing is free, but the app itself, I think it's 30 or 40 bucks. I forget, but it's very seamless across devices. It's good for an individual. It's not good for teams. You can do projects or tasks. So that's helpful. I just know what I put into things. It's going to stay there, be there when I need it. It works locally and then synchronizes later. So it's pretty fast.
Cool. I think you may have already said this. Are you a Mac guy, Apple, phone, iPhone, iPad, all of that stuff?
Yeah, I'm pretty deeply embedded in Apple devices. So I don't care to change because their stuff works, but it bothers me a little bit that they've incarcerated me to their ecosystem as tightly as they have.
Same. I mean, when it comes to I will say their built-in apps, I don't use the built-in email app. I use an Alter. I use a Sparkmail, and there's a couple things that app-wise, but in terms of just, like you said, the synchronization across devices is so seamless, with iCloud and everything. So I'm really diving deep into this because again, this is my thing. So MacBook, are you using a MacBook? MacBook, yeah, desktop I've Mac?
I've got two computers. I've got the MacBook Pro, which is what I'm on right now. This is the new one with the I think it's M1. It's got the new ports and stuff. I love this. This is the best laptop I've ever had. And then I have a Mac Mini at my study set up that's paired with a base that's got additional hard drive space and some drive. It's like a hub. And
gotcha.
And then I run. This is my church office. So this is the monitor I usually run here. And it's an LG from Costco. That's high res. It's like 4K, so it'll do a real good high res. I've got two of those at my study set up. So when I turn the Mini on, I've got Logos on a huge 32-inch monitor, and I've got Accordance on a huge 32-inch monitor. So my study set up, and I just actually did that last week. I had an iMac that's old and it was slow, and I replaced it. So I'm real happy with how that's working.
Okay. No, that's cool. So your MacBook, is it the one that has like HDMI and everything, like the newest one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That 14 inch.
I think this one's 13. Yeah. This one's a 13. The 14 is too big. Carry it around.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think we've got the same setup. Cause I've got the, I don't know. Does it look like that? I hope I didn't.
It does, but okay. So what are the sizes? What is the big one bigger than 14?
Yeah, the big one is 16, and that's too big for me. So this is 14.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The 14 has almost the identical footprint to the other 13s. It's just a little bit bigger. Yeah. I had to wait 2 months for it because it got they sold out so fast when they first launched it. But so I finally got this back in like February, and yeah, I beefed it out. Like it's got some processing power to it. It's pretty awesome. I mean, it can right now, like I said, we have identical setup because I have a Mac Mini as well. And the Mac Mini is what's powering the screens behind me. But if I wanted to, I could plug in and power all those screens all from this MacBook, and I could record, do the Zoom call, have no issues. So, I've been a big fan of it so far. It's the most powerful computer I've ever owned, and it's portable. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So, you got an iPad? What iPad are you on? We're like I said, we're diving deep into the devices here.
Yeah, I've got an iPad Pro. So this is what I use for my program. When I do the devotions, I open Accordance. So I'm running OBS on the laptop, and then I'm running Accordance on my iPad. And that's what I'm actually using to teach from. I don't teach from an iPad in church. That's just a preference. It's not a conviction. I like to have the paper outline when I'm in church because I can see what page I'm on. And I kind of lose my way on the iPad as far as page numbers. And my biggest problem in preaching is time management. I just get so excited about the truth, I lose sense of time. And that's not good.
Yeah. Well, no, that's so you got the iPad Pro there. That's so you typically don't preach from it?
No, I sometimes when I'm traveling, I have. But that's just if there's an outline that I don't have printed with me and it's on the iPad.
Gotcha.
I've merged retreats and stuff from the iPad, but.
Okay. That looked like the 11-inch iPad Pro, the smaller of the Pros.
Yeah.
We'll just go right down the line then. iPhone, where are you at on that?
That's a 13, I think.
Yeah, 13. Big 13 Pro, big cameras on there. It looks like a 13.
Yeah, this one's not the Max. It's because it needs to fit in my pocket a little more comfortably, but.
Yeah. I had the big size phone before they went to the current, like back when it had a button. I had the, I think it was like the 7 Plus is what they called it.
Yeah.
It's about the same footprint as the Max. That's just too big. I mean, I'm a big guy and I have big hands. Everybody assumes I want the biggest phone. I actually have the 12 Mini because I want the smallest phone.
Smallest phone, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I have an iPad Mini, and so everything I do, social media, if I'm gonna do email on the go, anything, that's all on the iPad Mini. I don't even have those apps on my phone. I just use my phone for texting, phone calls, and podcasts. That's about it. So, okay, cool. Well, yeah, thanks for letting me do that deep dive there, because again,
You missed two, actually. You missed two.
Oh, you're right. I did. Okay. The wearables. Let's talk the watch.
I got the watch because that's mostly what I use that for is tracking my exercise and exercise and activity. But I also I do have the iPad Mini, which is kind of redundant because I have the bigger one. But you know what I use that Mini for? And it's an old one. It's not a new one. Whenever I'm going any place with my wife where she's going to shop, I put that Mini. I tuck it in behind my belt under my sweater.
Uh-huh.
And then wherever I go sit while she's shopping, I can read. I'm taking some classes right now, so I'm doing my reading, And anyway, that's the portability,
okay,
the lightness of that,
Yeah. So I had the Air, the latest version of the Air they came out with, I think, a couple years ago. And so I hadn't upgraded my iPad in a long time. So I said, that looks, I like that. I'm going to grab that. And it was great. I had had a Mini way back in the day. And screen broke, whatever, it's completely gone. So anyways, this was my first iPad since then. Then they come out with the newest Mini, which is basically just the iPad Air, but smaller. Exact same, in fact, I think it's a little bit faster, same, but same specs, everything. And so I said, okay, so I swapped and got that one. And I love that for that reason right there. It fits in my back pocket. I'm able to slide it in my back pocket. So if I'm going to, I love it for, cause it's like, hey, when I go to church, I am a little bit, I don't, I don't carry a physical Bible anymore. I know I'm going to get struck down, but I just use old YouVersion and the iPad. So stick it in my back pocket. But same thing like you're talking, when I'm out and about, I can take it in my. There's a part of me that's like, if I could figure out a way to connect the watch to the iPad, which is not possible as of right now, and I have it's a 5G LTE version of the iPad, so I'm getting cell service on it. If I could figure out a way to bypass the phone, there's a part of me that would try to do it because I'm using the iPad for everything. So, So that's I'm a big fan of the Mini, which you might I don't want to make you spend more money here, but you might want to look into the new iPad Mini. If you're a fan of the Mini, you're gonna really love that one.
I've been looking and restraining myself. My family makes fun of me over the years that, I'm so invested that as soon as the new thing comes out, I've got to have it, which generally I've been able to justify it because I really do use all these devices, deeply embedded in all of them. So anyway.
Yeah. I really do too. I mean, it's literally my livelihood. I mean, so that's how I justify it. But at the same time, they just came out with another, they refreshed that iPad Air. And I'm like, there's a part of me that's tempted to get it. And I'm like, dude, you just switched. Like, no, you're not doing that. So I have to restrain myself. Do you have any AirPods or anything?
The AirPods are worth every penny. I thought.
There they are right there.
Yeah. I just thinking, man, these things are so expensive. And I can't remember my first pair, if I got them as a gift for Christmas or something. But I put them in and I'm like, oh my goodness, these are essential. Like I live on those things, phone, on the phone and stuff. I'm on the phone hours most days. So, but when I'm traveling, they're just absolutely essential and they're worth every penny in my opinion.
Yeah. Same thing with me. I saw them come out, and again, being the Apple fanboy, and I was just like, ooh, I want those because they're Apple. But it was one of those things I was like, but I can resist it because I didn't use headphones that much. I just didn't. And so then they were given to me as a gift. I'm like, okay, I'll try them out. Obviously, they've been given to me. There's no turning back now. I have the Pros. The Pros are crazy expensive. I don't care. I use them hours a day, like you said. I mean, I'm just I'm not on a lot of phone calls necessarily, but I listen to podcasts. I'm not a big physical reader like I should be, but I'm like, well, you know what? I can at least do podcasts and audiobooks all the time. So yeah, the AirPods are, and like right now I like it because, I'm sure somebody out there watching noticed it, but until I pointed it out, it's just kind of subtly there. I'm getting a nice, audio feed from you, it helps the recording process. So yeah, I'm a big fan of those. Okay. Did we miss any technical devices? We can have no stone uncovered here.
I think we got it. The only other thing I would say about the AirPods is on an airplane that the noise cancellation is just huge. Because a lot of times I spend a lot of time sitting on airplanes to be able to put those on and kind of check out is great. Very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of airplanes, this is going to be really irrelevant to the listeners, but like I said, I don't edit out, so it's staying. You told the story when we were in Jacksonville, you told the story about getting rejected from the Delta Sky Miles Club, but then they let you in. Awesome illustration. So I just flew, just back from a trip, and I was going to book, and usually I book through Southwest, but this time, for whatever reason, it was better for me to book through Delta. And I had the little thing like, hey, if you'll get a $300 flight credit if you sign up for the card. And I was like, oh yeah, the card. Okay, cool. I'll do that. And I thought about that story. I was like, oh, this lets you into the club. Awesome. So I'll get to the airport a little early. I'll see what this club's all about, whatever. So I get the card. When I get to the airport, I go in and they said, Mr. Clayton, sorry, you're not eligible. And I guess I just had the measly gold card, not the whatever level one. And they said up until last year, this one would let you in, but not anymore. And so same thing, man. I know, I got no mercy. I got no grace. It makes an awful sermon illustration because I got sent right down the line. I took that walk of shame and I thought about you, except for I had no grace, wonderful grace message at the end of the story.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Well, you need to upgrade the card.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't fly enough to justify it yet. So maybe if I start traveling more, I'll think about it. But in that moment, I was like, I was tempted to just like, is there a way I can upgrade it now just to avoid the shame? But, you know, it is what it is. Shifting over to talking a little bit more about church. Now, Easter's coming up. And obviously it is just days away at this point. You know, I don't want to talk about it too much because about Easter in particular, because by the time this, you know, hits the airwaves, if you will, Easter will be long gone. However, it does bring up for me a question. It's kind of a, I don't know if we'd call it a debate or just, I guess, a differencing in opinion. So I used to really be of the opinion that when it came to Easter or Christmas or a big day that, okay, it's time to pull out all the stops. You know, do something big, do something special, whatever. And then lately, I've been a little bit more exposed to, if you will, this mentality of, well, no, because you, when you got new people coming in, you don't want to, not to say you shouldn't try, but, you know, maybe do something a little bit extra, but you don't want to portray your church as something that you're not, because then when they come back the next week, they're going to, if they do, then what's going on here? I'm not sure, you know, I saw on your, you know, I was looking on your website and stuff, you know, I saw you've got, you know, Good Friday service and egg hunt and some stuff going on. But as far as big days in general, I mean, I don't know if you've, you know, how you've approached that over the years but I wanted to see if you could speak to that a little bit, that idea. I'm really looking forward to sharing the next part of our conversation with you in the next episode. Until then, make sure that you are subscribed. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/mustincrease. And I hope that you will subscribe so you don't miss the next part of our conversation. Now, until then, I want to remind you to make sure that you try something new. It's so much better to fail at trying the incredible than to succeed at doing just the average. I'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.